current news, I'm John Scott. Hamas confirming its leader, Yahya Sinwar, killed by Israeli forces in Gaza. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration believes now is the time to restart peace talks that stalled weeks ago.
I don't want to speculate, but I suspect that if and when we can get those talks back in place, the starting point will be where we left it. Where that goes, I just don't know. We're not in a position right now where serious negotiations are in the offing.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country's military will keep fighting until the hostages are released and will remain in Gaza to prevent a severely weakened Hamas from rearming. Also at SRNNews.com, in New York last night, former President Trump headlining the annual Al Smith Charity Dinner that raises millions of dollars for Catholic charities. He criticized Vice President Harris for skipping the event, and he joked about the debates.
I know Kamala's word because she spends a lot of time complaining. I won't agree to another debate. But the truth is, I've debated twice this year, once against Joe Biden and once against David Muir of ABC. That was amazing, 11 times. None for the other side. Do you think that's fair news? I don't think so. That's fake news.
The dinner has traditionally offered presidential candidates from both parties the chance to promote collegiality and trade some lighthearted jokes. The emergency management chief of the Florida county where Hurricane Milton made landfall earlier this month, warning about reports of scammers in the area who are posing as FEMA agents and trying to get financial information from the storm's victims. The Dow rising 9 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 113. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on sex change operations.
According to a new poll released by the Center Square, 59% of registered voters say there should be a federal law that bars children from undergoing so-called gender confirmation surgeries or receiving drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Breaking the numbers down, 82% of Republicans support a federal ban, as do 56% of independents and 36% of Democrats. President Biden and his administration do not support any kind of limitations on sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three states are asking a judge to let them try a new approach with a lawsuit to force the federal government to reduce access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The request from Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri comes months after the Supreme Court refused to undo the Food and Drug Administration's 2000 approval of the pill. This is SRN News. South Korea says North Korea sending 12,000 troops to aid Russia in its war with Ukraine.
News reports say Friday, Yonhap News Agency cites the National Intelligence Service as that the North Korean troops have already left the country. The NIS hasn't immediately confirmed the report, but South Korea's presidential office says in a statement that President Yoon Suk-yeol had presided over an emergency meeting early on Friday to discuss South Korea's troop dispatch to Ukraine. The statement said participants of the meeting agreed that the North's troop dispatch poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
And it appears the biggest flooding in some 40 years in central France. Over 1,000 people had to be evacuated. The French weather agency said as much as 27.5 inches of rain fell in 48 hours. More details at SRNNews.com.